Beginning in 1979, the new wave band known as the B-52s turned out a string of party hits, including Love Shack, Private Idaho, Planet Claire, and, of course, Rock Lobster. What's the rock? Now, the B-52s are back on the charts with their first studio album in 16 years. It's called Funplex, and judging by the music, they can still pack a dance floor. Two of the B-52s stopped by our studios to chat about the new CD. Kate Pearson, she's the one who used to sport the sky-high red beehive, and guitarist Keith Strickland. I asked Strickland what the band had in mind when they wrote Funplex.
We've been performing for the last 10 years, and fairly regularly, and we, you know, started thinking again that, well, we should do a new album. And I just thought, well, what would I do now? I mean, what would the B-52s do now? So I had been listening to a lot of electronic dance music and still listening to a lot of rock and roll, and I thought it would be perhaps an interesting project to try putting those two sounds together with our own sound. And for me, that was the pivotal point.
I'm wondering if part of the impetus was just to provide some new material so you didn't have to perform Love Shack one more time.
Well, exactly. I kind of left that bit out. That's what we were thinking. Well, if we're going to keep doing this, you know, we need new material, you know, and our fans have been very patient and very generous, but they were beginning to sort of bang on the door. We want new songs, you know.
But we always felt like, you know, we're still vital, we're out there, we're playing, it's still new, and, you know, and there comes a point where you're in danger of just becoming a retro act, and unless you have a new record.
Now, do I have this right? All of you are now in your 50s, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, when you release a new CD, you've been on tour for some time, you always perform, but you really have to ramp things up to support the new CD, and I'm wondering if it's a bit of a challenge to go out on the road and do this. I mean, you know, everyone's going to expect you to drop to your knees to do the Rock Lobster. Is it a little bit harder to do that now?
I don't know. I don't really think about that so much. I mean, the age thing doesn't come into play too much for me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think everyone still feels like inside they're 20.
You know, it's kind of like for us when we write and when we perform, it's like instant recall. You know, you're up there performing, all these people are watching you. I get into the music and the music, you know, just is very energizing.
They're watching you, but you're also watching them. What is that like now to watch, especially your original fans who flock to your shows?
Well, when you mentioned, you know, having to perform Love Shack and Rock Lobster, I still enjoy performing them because there is this energy that the audience gives you. It's just really entertaining, and you can feel an energy, you know, sort of transference happening when you're on stage, and I see the audience just going wild. We have some kind of, I don't know, potion in our... something in our music that just makes people bust loose.
So is Funplex just the latest CD from the B-52s? We'll be hearing more from you?
I would like to, and certainly not with 16 years between. We'll be 70 or something.
I'm still trying to figure that
you
out.
You said you're young at heart, so.
I guess time flies fast in rock and roll or something, but our motto from the beginning was, let's have fun, let's keep doing it as long as we're having fun with it, you know, and I still think we're having fun with it.
Kate Pearson, Keith Strickland of the B-52s. Their latest album is called Funplex. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And you can hear songs from Funplex on our website, npr.org/music.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.